Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. Let's just take a couple moments and relax and just sort of settle back into focusing on the Lord, on what He's doing in your life, becoming sensitive to His presence right with you right now. Even as you become more aware of your breathing and your thoughts and being relaxed, those are all one way to begin just relaxing and resting in Him, is to bring our physical being into a state of relaxation. And we'll deal with some specific techniques as we go along. One of the things we're always looking at is our union between spirit, soul, and body. And the more our spirit, soul, and body are united, the greater we will experience rest and peace and confidence. That doesn't mean we're not active and proactive and doing new things and starting new things and being even aggressive. It's just we're not doing it out of the strength of our soul. We're doing it as part of being a spirit being, living and moving and having our being in Him. We can be calmly aggressive and restfully active. What it feels like and sounds like and looks like to live as a spirit being is really hard to describe. It's really hard to grasp. It's like describing a specific flavor to someone who's never experienced, like butter pecan ice cream. If you've never tasted it before, it's really hard to describe it. Chocolate. It's really hard to describe it, and it's better to just taste. Taste and see. We taste and see that the Lord is good. We experience Him first. And then He shows us, this is how this works. So that's one of the reasons we're approaching our study with being practical. We want to have experiences and then let the Lord teach us. And usually that's the way it happens. We have an experience that we need to talk to Him about. And then we go to Him and He explains, this is what happened, this is how it happens. Now, it's really helpful when we start asking Him for supernatural manifestations, supernatural experiences. Because one of the things that that does is we acknowledge that we have given Him permission to give us these experiences. It also increases our perception, our awareness, our anticipation. We are more likely to accept that an experience we have is from the Lord. It's a supernatural, a revealing of what's going on in the supernatural realm. Now, again, odds are that you already have supernatural experiences going on around you right now. Your soul is just not aware of them. So we're increasing our awareness. This doesn't make anyone more spiritual. Because, as we talked about last week, there's only two kinds of spirituality or spirit being. Those that are dead in their spirit and those that are alive in their spirit. We don't mature spiritually. We're either alive or dead in our spirit. So what changes is what's going on in our soul. And our soul functions in the supernatural realm, above the natural, below the spirit. And we have supernatural senses. And a lot of people have come up with different descriptions, which is fine. It's not we're in a contest, and God never rejects us because we aren't using the right terms or approach. However we get to Him, understanding that we need to be born again through Christ in order to have a new spirit being, how we get to a relationship where we're becoming one and becoming dependent on Him, that's up to Him. And over time and culture and history, I think we would all be amazed at how the interpretation of God's instructions to us changes from time to time, age to age, culture to culture. What is consistent is our dependence on God, His grace, that God gives Himself unconditionally to those who accept whatever He wants to give unconditionally and just say thanks. That we're appreciative and grateful. That's His nature. And when we start to respond with our new spirit nature that starts to come through our soul, that's when He's making changes. He's always making changes that we are not aware of. But when we start seeing changes in us, that's when we can say, okay, we're on the right track. This is what's really important to God, is us, is you. You are what's important to God. Not what you can do for Him, not that He can glorify or get honor. He's not somewhere on some throne throne concerned that nobody's honoring Him, nobody's glorifying Him. He glorifies Himself. He honors Himself. And your spirit is already always giving Him all the honor and glory you possibly could. So you're done. As far as your relationship with God, you're done. There's nothing more you need to achieve or accomplish. Our soul is the issue. So we've talked previous weeks about going ahead and asking the Lord for supernatural experiences. It doesn't have to be that complicated. Now, in general, we've been talking about two broad categories, and I want to make sure that it's very clear. These are just descriptions of what's already going on in the supernatural realm that you and I use to describe what's already going on. It doesn't mean it's not like, okay, that's, when we ask for a specific sign, there's nothing in the universe that says, okay, well, now here's the category, here's the bucket of signs that we're going to give for this person who's asked for a sign. No. God does what He wants. We are using terms to communicate with one another that have a common meaning, They're not exclusive. They're not inclusive. They're not limiting or even in some senses descriptive. You can call it whatever you want. We started out talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. Those are just words. Then we're now going to be talking about dreams, visions, and trances. Those are just words to describe things that are already happening or that we're asking to have happen. Now, one way to look at these two groups of words or experiences, one thing that does distinguish between these two, and again, it's just in general, this is not, you know, oh, wait a minute, here's an example where that isn't true. That's not the point. But we can look at miracles, signs, and wonders as something that happens outside of ourselves, something that we can perceive outside of ourselves. And generally speaking, and this is just for our own reference, dreams, visions, and trances are things that we perceive from within ourselves, inside of ourselves. We dream within ourselves, we have visions within ourselves, we experience trances within ourselves. Now, I don't care if some experience you have, if you would call it a vision and somebody else would call it a trance and somebody else calls it a dream. I don't care. God doesn't care. Doesn't matter. They're all just terms that describe something. We don't want to be distracted by the knocking. When God comes knocking on our door, don't get distracted by the knock. Simply respond to the knock and open the door. Lord, is that you? What's up? Come on in. Let's talk. And all these supernatural experiences are God basically getting our attention. And the more we give him our attention and make an opportunity for him to draw our attention, he does that through not only our natural senses, but our soulical experiences come through our supernatural experiences, through our soulical senses. So as we ask him for miracle signs and wonders, and dreams and visions and trances, and things we'll get into later, we are asking him to sharpen our soulical senses. Now, how do we know he wants to do that? Well, first, we can be confident that he does because he gave us those senses to begin with. They are part of your soul. You don't have to ask for the ability to for dreams. You don't need to ask for the ability to have dreams or visions or trances or miracles or signs or wonders. Those are part of the supernatural realm where your soul resides. There, it's there. It's like you don't have to ask God for air. It exists already, and we partake in it. So these supernatural experiences exist already in your reality. What we're asking for is we want to be able to perceive and experience, again, what's already going on. So these miracles, signs, and wonders are outside of ourselves. The dreams, visions, and trances are perceived inside of ourselves. And perception is a weird word. It's in between the very often seems like it's between the natural and the supernatural. But your perception is just another word we use for an awareness of what God is doing. We perceive something. We experience something. And we can perceive through we hear something, we feel something, we sense something. They are all just words. You can use whatever words you want. We're just going to use some words that make sense to me and have made sense to me. And I may change them. But what we're looking at is using the word so we can have common frame of reference, so we can learn to know God together. So if you've learned these things in a different approach, that's great. Just don't be distracted by the teaching, by the words, or by the perceptions or the experience. It's great to be excited by them and, you know, sometimes overwhelmed and want to know, what do I do with this? What does this mean? A lot of times these experiences aren't going to mean that much, because all God wants us to do is experience the supernatural. Give us a sense of comfort. Okay, this is just as your physical experience doesn't mean that much. It's just, this is where your body is. In the supernatural realm, we will eventually, hopefully, in our lifetime, we'll experience the supernatural where, well, this is just where our soul exists. That it should not be a mark of, it should not be a rarity for a spirit Christian, a spirit being, to be experiencing miracles, signs, and wonders, dreams, visions, and trances, overcoming the enemy, you know, the full range of the gifts, the full range of the fruit. These should not be rare. When Jesus came, he showed us this is how you do it, is you spend time with God. You are one with the Father. He gave us the lesson plans. And it was not about, okay, this is how to pray. This is how to give. This is how to overcome demons. No, the pattern that he left us with is about relationship. Relationship with his Father. It is his Father who taught him these things. He learned obedience. He learned patience. He learned how to overcome his enemies. He learned everything he needed to learn by depending on his Father for that training. And his Father proved he was reliable. Now, there's one thing he didn't learn because he couldn't, and that's how to overcome the downfall of our soul, because his soul was perfect. His soul was always connected to his spirit. So his soul was never left on its own to make its own way in this world. Our soul, on the other hand, has been on its own. Before we became Christians, we were on our own to meet our own needs. Jesus already had his needs met through his relationship with his Father. You and I didn't have that. So this is the area where we struggle the most. And it's through this struggle we gain a greater dependence than we would if it was automatic. And we can look back at the experience of Adam and Eve, who besides Jesus, they had all their needs met because they had that relationship with God. They were lacking nothing. But that also left them without the appreciation of God, without the gratitude of knowing him, without appreciating who he is, without valuing him. And apparently that's something God really values, is our valuing him, appreciating, being grateful for, knowing that he gives himself unconditionally. And all we need to do is say thank you. And it's not about asking for the right thing or being in the right place at the right time or having been somehow, oh, perfect, you know, our behavior measures up. None of that. It's because he loves us. It's because of his character, not ours. But through that process, he's working on our soul. He's bringing our soul into alignment with him. He's bringing our soul into alignment with spirit, with our spirit. So we've asked him for miracles, signs, and wonders outside of ourselves. And if you want to set aside some time coming, we're, you know, approaching holidays, for instance, set aside, you know, a couple times or ask the Lord some specific time periods to ask him for miracles, signs, and wonders. Or if there's, if you're sitting waiting with him, contemplating these options, and he brings your attention to more about one thing or another, odds are just asking, Lord, make me aware. Don't let me miss you. And even say, Lord, you know, if you want to wake me up in the middle of the night, I'm fine for that. Now make sure that one of the things that we have a tendency to do is we ask and then we don't follow through. Our life is just as cluttered. Our thought life is just as cluttered. Even though we ask him to make himself known, we are so busy running our own life that when he's knocking, we don't hear it. We don't perceive. Or we see something out of the corner of our eye and we look away. We don't want to be bothered with what he has for us. This is part of the process. Don't, if that's happened to you, odds are it has happened to you. If it hasn't, it will. No big deal. There's no guilt here. We just say, oh, that, okay, next time. Lord, don't let me miss you. He is the one changing your soul. He is the one who has taken it on himself, the responsibility for bringing you into oneness, spirit, soul, and body. It's his job, not yours. What we're doing is interpreting, this is what's going on. So, miracle signs and wonders. One of the things we were talking about, that it's important to recognize that these manifestations that you experience, whether they're external inside ourselves or outside ourselves or inside, they're not necessarily truthful. They're not necessarily factual or a representation of God. Again, very often they are just to get our attention. So you start dreaming about giraffes. That doesn't mean God wants you to go to Africa. You ask him, Lord, you know, I'm having all these dreams about giraffes. And he might say, well, I just wanted to let you know that since you're having them over and over again, I'm just trying to get your attention. It is me. Now, then again, he might say, well, I want you to, there's some things I want to talk to you about giraffes or moving to Africa or whatever. The whole point being is that it's not about what you're dreaming or what your vision is, what your trance is, what your miracle is, what your sign is, what your wonder is. All of those are signposts that point to your relationship with God. And isn't that great? We don't have to worry about figuring anything out. We can just relax and let whatever happens in the natural, in the supernatural, in our soul, and we can go to him and ask, Lord, what the heck is that? What does that mean? Now, he may not answer right away, and he may give you multiple answers. There may be an unfolding of answers. This is one of the reasons it is a good idea to write things down. You may, you know, tomorrow get an explanation for an experience that you had when you were a child that God all of a sudden brings to your memory about, oh, a dream you had about flying or a dog. If a dream you had about, you know, about, or that you dreamed you had a dog and the next day your parents came home with a dog. Things like that. And you go, oh, okay, he has been speaking to me my whole life. And I didn't know it. because God himself wants to encourage us. God himself is our guidance counselor. He's our teacher. He comes up with the curriculum you need. He's your coach. He's your life coach. Now, he also puts other people, places, and things in our lives, our circumstances, to accomplish what needs to be accomplished in our lives. So we can take, you know, where are you at? Do you keep going around the same mountain with things? That no matter what, how hard you try to change something, how hard you try to, you know, we've talked about the three areas of where we struggle, the financial, the relational, relationship, and our health, where if we continue to have problems in one of those areas, odds are really good it's God trying to get our attention. And what's the best solution for that? Give him your attention. When God is trying to get your attention, give it to him. It's not that hard. Lord, are you trying to get my attention? And then ask him, Lord, do I need to spend more time with you? What's going on? Is there something I can talk to you about? Something that you're trying to talk to me about? Something that I need to give to you? A lie that I've been believing, a wound that needs to be healed, a need that you want to meet that I've been trying to meet myself. Again, he's not going to do the same thing over and over again. He doesn't meet our needs the same way over and over again. Because we are a wonder, the way he made us, the way he made our soul, he's going to meet our needs in different ways so that our perception of him is expanded. So the more time we spend with him, the more easily we recognize his activities and the more we experience the supernatural. And even we, as a spirit being, we will begin to exercise authority and power over the supernatural and natural realms. So this is why we're not going to be, at this point in time, coming up with a list of signs and wonders and miracles that he has performed, rather from the scriptures or from people's experiences, even though we will be talking about those. But it's really, the emphasis is on why he is doing what he's doing, which it's part of his character. It's part of his love. He wants us whole. So he wants us to, just as he wants us to be aware of our physical perceptions, he wants us to also know what's going on in the soulical realm, in the supernatural realm with our soulical senses. So, again, our miracles, signs, and wonders are perceived outside of ourselves, and dreams, visions, and trances are perceived within ourselves. So, we're going to look at some practical approaches to receive and interpret dreams, visions, and trances. Because, again, they're nothing scary. There's nothing, I hate to say it, but there's nothing really special about it. Because, in one sense, odds are really good you're already experiencing dreams, visions, and trances. You're just not aware of them. But we also want to settle for ourselves that these are among the ways God reveals himself to us personally. Can we do that? Just, Lord, I want to experience you in whatever way you choose. I want to deal with whatever you want to deal with. I want to be healed of whatever wounds you want to heal with. And I'm going to leave those decisions in your hands. Lord, you know what is best for me. And I trust you that whatever step-by-step process we're going through is exactly what is necessary to heal and restore and reunite my spirit, soul, and body so that I can receive everything that you have for me. Lord, don't let me miss you. I give you permission to do whatever you need to do so that I can enjoy my time here on this earth. Make make the most of my time here on this earth so that I can know you in whatever way you choose to reveal yourself. But start by asking him to make himself known even before you go to sleep, even as you wake up, even as you're reminded over lunch, for instance. Lord, I'm available. So we'll pick it up there this same time next week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. Good night.